This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This isn't political. Pastor's already said it's not about Democrats, it's not about Republicans. But we have three people that are dead.
A.J. Laguerre Jr., 19. Gerald Deshaun Gallen, 29, and Angela Michelle Carr, 52. These were the three people who were killed in a mass shooting at a Dollar General in Jacksonville, Florida, on Saturday. On Sunday, Democratic Florida Senator Tracy Davis spoke to a crowd at St. Paul AME Church for a vigil.
Dead. Because they are black. Shopping. In their community. Gunned down because they were black.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office identified the shooter as a 21-year-old white man who left behind racist, hate-filled letters. Sheriff T.K. Waters said the gunman texted his father and told him to use a screwdriver to enter his bedroom, where the father found a suicide note and other writings on his computer.
The manifesto is, quite frankly, the diary of a madman. He was just completely irrational.
The gunman attempted to drive through Edward Waters University, a nearby historically black university, before targeting the Dollar General. But campus security confronted the gunman and escorted him out of school grounds, according to the school's president. After this, he drove to the Dollar General and barricaded himself inside.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated. And he hated black people.
The Justice Department is now investigating this shooting as a hate crime. President Biden issued a statement on Sunday saying, quote, "As we continue searching for answers, we must say clearly and forcefully that white supremacy has no place in America." Meanwhile, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis addressed the community as they gathered for a prayer vigil. As DeSantis approached the podium, some in the crowd prepared to boo. Consider this. Are these boos justified? Is linking state policy to violent mass shootings fair? We'll take a look after the break. From NPR, I'm Juana Summers. It's Monday, August 28th.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori. Jump into a new perspective on performance apparel. Vuori makes products that stand the test of time and hope to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives, empowering your best life in clothing that can be worn for just about any activity, from running to yoga. Visit Vuori.com/NPR to receive 20% off your first purchase and enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. Discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
It's Consider This from NPR. Not everyone who saw DeSantis speak in Jacksonville was booing.
Let me tell you, we finna put parties aside. Because it ain't about parties today. A bullet don't know a party. So don't get me started.
At the vigil, Jacoby Pittman, a Jacksonville City Councilwoman who represents the neighborhood where the shooting happened, took the mic to ask the crowd to listen to DeSantis.
If the governor wanted to come here and he bringing gifts to my community, y'all know I'm taking the gifts because we've been through enough already and I don't want to go through no more. Now, y'all just be quiet just a minute and let the governor say what he gonna say. And we're going to get this party started. You hear me? Okay, let's do it.
What he did is totally unacceptable in the state of Florida.
Racist. He was a racist.
We are not going to let people be targeted based on their race. We are going to stand up.
Mutaki Akbar is president of the Tallahassee branch of the NAACP. We spoke to him about the weekend's events and how much responsibility lies with politicians. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So I just want to start with your reaction to this shooting. What have you been hearing from those around you as more details have come to light here?
The reaction is sad. It's troubling, and it brings on a sense of anger also that these types of heinous acts are still happening in 2023. Of course, everybody around is concerned about this happening, and concerned, of course, that it's not isolated necessarily, especially around the fact that he initially targeted Edward Waters College, HBCU, with there being so many other HBCUs throughout this state.
As we mentioned earlier, Governor DeSantis was booed at that prayer vigil on Sunday, and people in the crowd were putting blame on his policies. And we should just point out here, as Governor DeSantis has loosened state gun laws in Florida. He's curbed efforts to teach Black history in the state's public schools. And when he was being booed at that vigil, Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman stepped in to stop the crowd, essentially saying that a bullet doesn't know a party. What were your reactions to that moment and Councilwoman Pittman's response there?
I saw her response. I'm not sure where she was coming from when she said, you know, if he's here to bring gifts, we're here to accept those gifts. I think that the boos that were heard, it's the sentiment of a lot of the community that, you know, what's been going on for the last 6 years almost with what they call these culture wars and the woke laws and everything has been an assault on minority people, including Black people. And what it has done is has, you know, kind of emboldened those people like this shooter to claim that Black people are taking jobs, that Black people are getting special treatment, whether it's DEI legislation or, you know, other types of legislation. And what we've been saying all along when it comes to teaching Black history, when it comes to the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, all of those things to fight against them kind of lessens our worth and also causes people to have the type of hate that can go into a Dollar General and shoot people just because of the color of their skin.
Right. I want to push a little bit here because in the wake of this shooting, we heard Governor DeSantis call this gunman's actions absolutely unacceptable. And we heard him say that people in the state of Florida should not be targeted based on their race. He's come out against this. And given that, is it fair to link curricula in schools to a violent mass shooting like the one that we saw over this weekend?
Rhetoric is rhetoric. Whether you're spewing rhetoric as the governor or you're spewing rhetoric as, you know, somebody who is a gun-toting racist, it's the same rhetoric. It's the same what we feel like, hate and racism. And we've seen it throughout the state. You know, we have Nazis holding up flags saying that this is DeSantis' country. We have Nazis protesting outside of Disney because DeSantis is making claims against Disney. He's called out those people who have these racist thoughts, this violent behavior. He's called them out. So, of course, he's going to show up at a press conference and make those statements, especially as running for president. But there have been a number of times throughout the years that he should have called out their racist behavior. He should have called out the fact that they were holding up Nazi flags outside of Disney and throughout the state of Florida in support of him. And he never called it out until, you know, this weekend when he was pretty much forced to. And even then, he couldn't muster up the language to call this person a racist. He said he called him a scumbag, which is, you know, okay, but like let's call it what it is. Let's call it racist. Let's call it racism. Let's call it hate. And let's teach what's going on the real way in these schools so we can't repeat history. Otherwise, we will repeat history. And that's a part of what we saw this weekend.
I mean, this is unfortunately a sad ritual where we have conversations with folks like yourself after tragic shootings like the one over the weekend. From your view, what can be done to address a shooting such as this one, in which we have seen these racist writings from the shooter, 3 Black victims killed? What's the solution here?
That's a difficult question. Because it's trying to put a rational thought to irrational behavior. And that's the same thing we've been dealing with, I think, with this legislation and this whole idea of being woke and everything. It's trying to rationalize irrational policies, irrational laws, things that just we should be focusing on so much more to build our community up. Instead, we're doing the opposite. So I do think we need to stop the rhetoric, stop the hate, stop this idea of being woke all of a sudden means division. And let's move towards community. Let's move towards unity. And at the same time, discuss the realities of history. At the same time, discuss these ideas and policies that need to be put in place that put Black people in the Black community at equal footing as everybody else because of all that we've endured and still enduring. So I think moving forward with rational policies, moving forward with equality, all the things that people that came before me fought for, all the things that people that came before me saw important, they're still important, and we need to move forward with positive policies.
We've been speaking with Mutaki Akbar, president of the Tallahassee branch of the NAACP. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Juana Summers.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Washington Wise. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how it may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/Washington Wise. This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.